As I come to bring you this broadcast this morning, I've heard so much preaching about the love of God, the love of God. That is one of the attributes of God. I've heard so many sermons about God so loved this world. He did love this world good enough to send His Son into it. But I'll guarantee you, He won't let you continue to live in rebellion and disobedience in this world. He don't let love you in this world that good. So I want to talk to you about the wrath of God that started yonder in heaven. It said it was first revealed in heaven. So this is not a popular subject, but I want to talk to you about the terrible wrath of God. One reason that I won't like to bring this to people is the fact that an old-time preacher preached on the wrath of God when the Holy Spirit brought me to conviction and repentance. And I would be happy to know that this happened to somebody as I talk to you about the wrath of God that was first revealed yonder in heaven. The Bible tells about old Lucifer yonder in heaven that rebelled against the government of God, of heaven. And God demands obedience. He always has. He always will. In heaven and in earth. And so I want to tell you about this, how this rebellion started in heaven. Lucifer was one of the special created angels with Michael and Gabriel and Lucifer. And here's what happened to Lucifer, one of those angels in heaven. It said, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty." Pride entered into Lucifer. And because of his wisdom and his beauty, he corrupted himself. By the reason of his brightness, he corrupted his wisdom. And the Bible said in Ezekiel 29:15 that Lucifer was perfect in thy way from the day that thou wast created. God created this angel perfect. And from the day that he is created until iniquity was found in him, he was a perfect creature. But I want to read you about what happened to this angel that was created. And God allowed him to rebel and test the angels and other creatures in heaven. Their obedience or disobedience. In the 14th chapter of Isaiah, the 12th verse said, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation?" Here's what he said in his pride and rebellion. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God." He thought he could rebel and exalt his throne above the throne of God. And Satan's one desire always has to be like God, or be above God, no one rule over him, and to be worshipped and served like God was. And this war between good and evil, right and wrong, started yonder in heaven. The wrath of God was revealed from heaven when Lucifer and all the angels that rebelled against him was thrown out of heaven. The Bible indicates that 1/3 of the angels in heaven went in rebellion against Satan, against God with Satan, and they were thrown out with Satan. It's awful to think of this great rebellion yonder around the throne of God, and how they was thrown out of heaven. And in Jude, the sixth verse, it said, the angels who kept not their first estate are in everlasting chains under darkness, awaiting the judgment of the great day. They was banished forever out from the presence of God because of their rebellion. And don't say they was put in darkness, but they're put way down under darkness in everlasting chains with no hope of ever any redemption, of any relief coming to them as long as eternity lasts. You ask these angels about the wrath of God that was there without any hope of redemption as long as eternity lasts. You ask them if a man could sin and rebel against God and go to heaven when they die. They'll tell you right quick, that's what got me cast out of heaven. We better learn to beat a chair in this earth, because there's no disobedience and rebellion ever going yonder to heaven again. It was exterminated. But you can rejoice in the fact that man was created a little lower than the angels. And there's hope for us, because God sent His Son into this world to redeem fallen people back to God. But He'll never go to all them angels in the blackness of darkness. There's no hope. They're gone forever to be punished throughout all eternity. This war or testing which started yonder in heaven has come down to this earth. Rebellion will never rise again in heaven as long as the ages roll, because God's testing is going on here in this world, and it's a land of testing. God allowed old Lucifer to rebel and test the loyalty of the angels that He had created, and all of His heavenly beings. And it's awful to think when Lucifer and all of his followers were thrown out of heaven, that lot left a lot of empty places yonder in heaven. And God came down to this earth and made a little heaven on earth, the Garden of Eden, a testing place for man here on this earth, as He replaces all them empty places yonder in heaven. And I'd like for you to notice what happens here in this heaven or testing place in the Garden of Eden. He created man and woman a little lower than the angels and placed them in this little heaven that He had made, the Garden of Eden here. And He allowed Lucifer to come through this garden to test these two people, like He tested the angel yonder in heaven, to test their obedience, whether they obey His law or violate His law. And God placed them in there with one law in that garden: thou shalt not eat of this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because then the day you eat thereof is a day that you die. Satan approached them just like he approached the angels in heaven, that they could be as wise as God by disobedience. Thought they could be as wise as God that created them. They were deceived by just like these fallen angels were deceived. They tried to exalt themselves to be wise as God. But what happened when they did eat? God's wrath was revealed here on this earth like it was in heaven. Adam and Eve's conscience become guilty. They realize the terrible consequences of their sins. Satan had deceived them to rebel against God, just like he's doing today. And they was guilty, and God had told them the day that they eat of this forbidden fruit was the day they died. So God come down the cool of the morning. There's no wonder they run and hid themselves, because God came down looking for blood. He come down for Adam and Eve's blood. But when they come back, when God found them and they said, we're guilty, I did it, we did it. God had mercy upon them and substituted them animal's blood in place of Adam and Eve's blood. But they couldn't get away from the terrible consequences of their sin. Listen to what God placed upon them. And you cannot sin and get by. If you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. If you disobey against God, you're going to be punished. God took them just like he did the angels of heaven to that gate, put them out, put the angels there with these flaming swords that turned every way, that they could never get back to the tree of life. He cursed the earth. It brought forth thorns and thistles and told them to go out and earn their bread by the sweat of their brow. In sorrow they was to earn their bread because of their rebellion all the days of their life. They was to go out and to grow old and die. You go and ask Adam and Eve if they could sin and rebel against God and not face his wrath when they're growing old and feeble and living their lives in sorrow. They'd beg you to line your life up with the Word of God and not disobey and rebel against the laws of God, because God's wrath will come on you in your rebellion. I'd like to bring the wrath of God on down to Noah's day. The world had been populated with people, and God looked down on this world, and he saw that the wickedness of man was great than the ever thought, and the imagination of their heart was only evil continually. God said in his wrath, I want you to notice, it's not love, it's wrath. I'm talking about the awful wrath of God. He said, I will destroy man from the face of the earth, the fowl, the creeping thing, the beast, and all that breathes air. I'm going to destroy him over the face of this earth. He loved this world so good, he wouldn't let them continue in this rebellion against God. He said, the earth is filled with violence. I look at America today. America needs to be warned, and I want to warn them. We're fast being filled with violence like it was in Noah's day. And of all the people in the world, Noah had a good praying relationship with God that I tell you about every Tuesday morning. He was the only person upon the earth that had this good praying relationship with God. So if you hadn't got it this morning, you better start to seeking God until he hears your prayers and you have this relationship. He told Noah, he said, the end of all flesh has come. The end has come. Because my spirit don't always strive with men. I've heard people saying Noah found grace in the sight of God. He had already found grace long ago with God, because he had this good praying relationship. The Lord commanded him to build an ark, and him and his son started out to build it. His three sons and their wives and him and his wife. For 120 years, Noah built up on this ark. For 120 years he preached without one single convert. Can you imagine that? 120 years passed without a convert. Just him and his family. I think one of the miracles of all the Bible, how in the world did Noah keep his family together with all that corruption and sin and violence all around him for 120 years? God calls people to build homes, and the only hope for America this morning is for people to hear this call like Noah did to build an ark. And start building good, sound homes again in America. And forget the material things of life. Because that's what Noah did. He kept his family busy. And my, ain't it wonderful? I'd like for him to write a book on how to keep your family together. I'd like to have one. Then finally Noah had this ark complete. He said, come thou and all thy house into this ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Noah had done all that God had commanded him to do. And me, you and me better be studying about doing the same thing ourselves while we live here in this world. And build a life like the Lord Jesus Christ. Then the Lord shut him into this ark. Then God's wrath come upon all. Can you imagine God? This is the God of the Bible drowned every old man, every old woman, or every man and woman, all the children. They all died in this flood. If you'd have been there and asked them, some of these people, when the rain descended and the floods came and it didn't rise up to their knees about the wrath of God, they'd tell you not to risk rebellion against God or sinning against Him and corrupting yourselves, because God of the Bible will destroy you. He's destroying everything living here upon this earth. In God's wrath, this was God, was the God of the Bible. My, it's awful to think. Then the Lord started to populate the earth with Noah and his family after he destroyed all the people that lived upon this earth. My, the wrath of God. You better flee from the wrath of God to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And seek for mercy and pardon while you still have time. And line your life up with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be like Noah of old. This is my prayer for Christ's sake.
You have been listening to the Freely We Give program with Brother G.D. Fulton.